Kim Purcell is an award-winning realtor born and raised in Kingston with over a decade of experience and 100 five-star reviews. If you want honest advice and results you can trust, choose Kim. Visit kimpurcell.ca today for more information.
Good morning. It is 8 a.m. on Tuesday, April 14th, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Kingston, Ontario. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist, Christina Laurie, and this is your morning news brief. Starting with traffic this morning, weekday closures remain in effect on Cranbrook Street from Dace Road to Lakeview Avenue, running from 8:40 to 9:20 a.m. for the School Streets program, restricting access during school drop-off and pickup times. Expect delays along Bath Road between Sir John A. Macdonald Boulevard and Portsmouth Avenue as crews continue installing pedestrian signals. More delays are likely on King Street West from Country Club Drive to Front Road, where Utilities Kingston has reduced traffic to one lane in each direction. Watch for lane shifts and posted speed limits. Construction continues at the intersection of Montreal Street and John Counter Boulevard, with work expected through April and May. That's John Counter Boulevard from Elliott Avenue to Montreal Street. Bright Crescent remains closed between Palace Road and Kingsland Crescent for roadway repairs and safety improvements. And long-term closures remain in place on Aberdeen Street from Johnson to William and Barry at Queen for ongoing construction. Now a look at your weather. Cloudy skies this morning with showers beginning early and a risk of thunderstorms developing late this morning and into the afternoon. Expect a high of 14 degrees with a UV index of 3 or moderate. This has been your quick 8 a.m. news brief. I'm Christina Laurie, and be sure to stay tuned for Indie Wake Up Call coming up next right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Hello, 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 folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake-Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Dean. My dear co-host has been struck low with a terrible sore throat, which renders speaking into a microphone unpleasant. So here I am, solo. And folks, when the cat's away, the mice are... Well, oh, you know we're going to be playing. We just heard Codaline with their track Brand New Day. When I was like 16, I thought that was the nicest little song. I put it on all the mixtapes I sent to my various paramours. It was never received well, but I hope you received it well this time around. Folks, Coachella is happening. I think it's over now. I wasn't really paying attention. There's a lot of, like, I think you can find most of the performances on YouTube. Nine Inch Nails teamed up with Boys Noize. That was cool. They were Nine Inch Noize. And, of course, we had The Strokes. Did a whole great set. Their adults, The Adults Are Talking performance was particularly great, I would say. But they also unveiled a new track, Going Shopping, which I'm going to be playing. But first, more Coachella nonsense. Your friend and mine, former Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, was at Coachella with Katy Perry. He was in like a Hank Hill getup with like a white t-shirt and like dad jeans. And, you know, Katy Perry was just like Katy Perry. Am I like an old fuddy-duddy, or is this like really annoying and like kind of insulting? Not that I care about like the national image of this country, but I'm like, I feel like once you've been Prime Minister or like any world leader, you should be like just kept in like a sterile room or like a zoo exhibit. I don't think you should be allowed to parade around your celebrity girlfriend. I don't think you should be allowed to have fun at Coachella. I think that, yeah, you should have to like just do paperwork forever or something. These people can't have it all. You can't like be the ruler of the free world like, you know, the Prime Minister of Canada is. And also, you know, do Molly and roll with Katy Perry. It's just not okay for me. But anyway, we've got some new Strokes coming your way. It's called Going Shopping. It's got another little dig at stockbrokers. My man Julian really hates stockbrokers, and who can blame him? He's got a line like, "Oh, it's hard to find solidarity when you've got so much cool stuff to lose." Which, if that is not a good summary of the last 100 years of American history, I don't know what is. But yeah, he's doing the weird like voidsy auto tune on this one. I don't know if I love it, but you know, go with God. Hopefully the live performances aren't all auto-tuned to hell. But anyway, here's The Strokes, Going Shopping. Like a tiger, they will chase you down. They will seduce you till you reach the point.
pencils from the bones of dead trees, molded from the shattered ashes of the Dead Sea.
Folks, hello, and welcome back to your Indie Wake-Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Saturday Night by Yukon Blonde. Before that, we heard Prism Shores with Gossamer. And at the top, we heard The Strokes going shopping. Again, folks, I'm so sorry my dear co-host could not make it. But this is like the time of year when everyone gets sick. I have this, I believe this is supported by data, the problem with the human immune system is that different germs are active at different times and different temperatures. So when we're in this weird in-between, like it's almost spring, but it's still, we have cold days, your immune system hasn't like fully kicked into spring mode, and that's when they get you. At least that's when I always get sick. I was sick earlier this week, and I'm afraid I polluted my dear co-host. But you know, what can you do? In her honor, we're going to be playing some Parquet Courts for you. Human Performance. This is the title track from their record that came out 10 years ago now. Great record. Hope you enjoy this track here.
I know exactly where I was when I first saw you, the way I see you now, through these eyes, waiting to retry. Those pristine days I recall so fondly, so few are the trials when a life isn't lonely, and now if only I'd never felt it. Suspicion, no hesitation, believing through the eyes of sure adoration. Human performance.
Hello, folks. Welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Living the Dream by Sturgill Simpson. Before that, we heard Pastel Bank with Dopamine. And at the top, we heard Parquet Courts with Human Performance, a 10-year-old track this week. Folks, there's more cheek face news. I'm not going to play you more cheek face because I feel like I've played them like the last 3 weeks in a row. I've been really enamored with this band as of late. And it turns out I was completely correct to do so. On their Instagram, Cheekface revealed that they received a message from AT&T asking them if they'd like to have one of their songs featured in an AT&T commercial. And they were offered millions of dollars for this commercial. And they turned it down, saying, quote, "Hey there, this is the first we're hearing of this being an AT&T ad. Unfortunately, due to AT&T's contracts with ICE, we are going to decline to go any further with this." Extremely cool. Cheekface is the kind of band where like millions of dollars would like change their lives irrevocably. They're not packing stadiums. They're like tiny, scratchy talk rock. You know, I've played you their songs. Like they're not making it big anytime soon. But so, so cool. And this is an article from Rocker, written by Nathan Smith, who is maligning the fact that this like goofy, dorky band is more punk than any of the actual punk bands that are around today. He references like Billie Eilish and Bad Bunny calling out ICE during their Grammys acceptance, which is true. But like those people do not have anything to lose from doing that. Unlike, of course, my dear Cheekface. And all of these like other little punk bands are keeping their heads down and their mouths shut, and it's not cool. But you know who else isn't? The Dropkick Murphys, who remain as cool as ever. They reworked some of their lyrics from their song Citizen CIA into Citizen ICE. New lyrics include, "Too scared to join the military, too dumb to be a cop," which is hilarious and true. But yeah, punk bands, what are we doing here? The silence is loud, quoth this Rocker article. We need to be saying uncomfortable things when it is uncomfortable, and not after you've made your money and then can, you know, just lean back and, you know, criticize. You've got to be saying annoying things constantly if you want to maintain the punk black flag and hoist it high. Anyway, that's just my little rant, but we've got some new Peach Pit here. This is a live version of Drop the Guillotine. Here we go.
lie down by myself and I'd be in what you thought you had found. Pulled hard in two directions by a desire to learn and my old affections. When I tried to share my world with you, you could not seem to tolerate the people I had grown to love. They shrank under your scrutiny, became the ones you'd hate. Why did everything, every little thing with you and me have to be so political? Every little thing, with you and me have to be so political. Every little word, every little look, every little sigh, every little phrase put me deeper in your doghouse. You'd let me out to run across your world. I ran into a wall, you told me I built it. Then you reel me in, reel me out, pick me up, push me out again, and then repeat it. Why did everything, every little thing with you and me have to be so political? To try and stand my ground, and I can still see myself crying in your lap, asking you, are you happy with the man you have found? What you did for me, I can see things now I never would have seen. And today I thought about what could have been, but could never be for you and me. Cause everything, every little thing with you and me had to be so political. Every little thing with you and me had to be so political.
Folks, hello and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Political by Spirit of the West. Before that, we heard Sufjan Stevens and Meg Liu with Dreams. And at the top, we heard Peach Pit, Drop the Guillotine. So I've got things to say about these songs. One, Political, Spirit of the West, great track, love that band. I don't know if you've been watching Love is Blind. I know like the new season ended many weeks ago now. But I'm still struck by, across all of these seasons, all of the guys on this program always just say, oh, I don't really think about politics. I'm not really political, which is like such a cop-out and so annoying. And I know this is like undergrad level analysis, but like the people who say they're not political and like the superhero movies that, they watch, are all, it's just like maintenance of the status quo. That's all superheroes do. That's all, I'm not political. That means like I'm happy with exactly things, with things being exactly the way they are, which like look around, buddy. That's a pretty unpopular take. Anyway, I don't know. I whenever I hear that sort of argument, I think about this song and I laugh. But also, I've got Sufjan news. So there was this Snapchat teen lady who posted this incredible story that their professor at Penn State casually dropped that he went to school with Sufjan Stevens and showed us his chapbook of poems. He said every time Sufjan had to pee, he would jot down a quick poem. And he has this book called Piss Poems by Sufjan Stevens. It's incredible. Really, really cool. Sufjan has always been the coolest ever. Here, I'll just read you. This is a short poem that the lady posted a picture of. It's called When the Doctor's Diagnosis Said Bipolar. I told him I have two rib cages, one keeping in the galaxy, one keeping in the fingernail. Your guess is as good as mine, but pretty cool. And of course, Sufjan would write down the poem and then take a picture of what he had peed into, mostly urinals. Just incredibly cool. Really, really interesting stuff. He's always been one of our greatest artists. And now he's got this cover of Dreams with Meg Liu, which I hope you enjoyed. Anyway, folks, I've got one more band to talk about, which is Emperor X. They have a new track. It's been so long since we got one. I only discovered this band a few months ago, and I've played them many, many times on this program. So, so cool. But this Emperor X fellow is even more interesting than his music would let on. He was a high school teacher from Louisville who got testicular cancer, survived it, but in the process lost basically all of his sight. So then he was like, you know what? I'm going to make music then. So he makes all of these great tunes. He somehow geocaches the singles and like posts the coordinates online for people to go find the new music. He did this like a decade ago. I don't think he's doing it anymore. And he's since moved to Berlin because the train system in Europe is much easier to navigate as a blind man than our interstate system in the good old US of A and Canada. So isn't that like just such a cool guy? And all of his songs are incredible. Just like this new one, which is also very political. It's called Praise Jesus, Hail Reagan. Here we go.
Down and handed her phone to the border officer, and he had some questions. Country of origin, why are your kids so upset? Where are you staying? She quickly answered with my liberal dad, my pious grandfather, and a Baptist backwater congregation. And the guard sang, praise Jesus. Compound, under the counselor's house, under the washing machine, under the driveway, a stolen flare gun and 40 liters of deionized water and Bibles from China. He sang in broken chords, broken camcorders, and decide to ignore the commands of the Lord when they stop us from scoring. Get off of my country. Our God is is an awesome God to hang with. My pastor told me God said I was cool, and that my feelings bear the weight of moral sanction, that all we have to do.
And the the sweetness of